Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit with good things to say to his people. He loves us. Our power is in yielding to the Holy Spirit. Loving his people is the key. Loving God, loving his wisdom, loving his knowledge, loving his people, loving his word, and learning to love his will is the key. And loving his will is easy. It's all you have to do is learn his word. Those who receive an understanding of his word, they know him. They get to know him. They experience him. They interact with the Lord. Not just read about what happened in the past and believe it. They read about what happened in the past and believe it. And then they look to the Lord currently in their lives. Some Christians only look to the past and believe God by what happened in the past. And they don't expect him to move mightily in their lives. And remember, everyone is made in God's image. Everyone. And everybody has influence. There's a part of God in everybody. There's a part of his wisdom in everybody, born with it. And I like to stir it up. Even people that don't like you, even people that are enemies, they're just deceived or they fell in rebellion. They're trapped in their sin. But God made them and put a part of his knowledge in them. Now, people can go rogue if they want to, or if they're driven to it. Some people are driven into debauchery. They don't really want to be there. And we have to do our part to rescue them. Some people are driven into terrorism. They're raised to be terrorists. They are driven to it. They're brainwashed. And people told them what is good is truly bad. And what is bad is truly good. And you're a coward if you don't do what we say. And they've been driven into it. And the enemy uses tactics to do that. But the light of God's word exposes everything for what it is. We can't afford to look at the people anymore. People like to look at people. Well, if you focus on the people, they can look terrible. They can look hopeless. They can look like there's no hope for them. And then the Lord give you a word, you won't even have faith that they'll ever receive it and won't give it to them. But this is a day we have to totally yield to the Lord. And the people that you want to be a blessing to, it's easy. Ask the Lord, how do I help them? What can I say? Now, they already got opinions about you. And the Lord knows this. Some things they can receive from you, some things they may not. Some things they won't expect. That's why those that win souls are wise. They pay attention to the Lord. A young mother don't know how, when a baby runs a fever, they get in panic mode. They don't know what to do. But that love for that child drives them to figure it out. People that don't pray begin to pray when they have children. And they want the Lord to help them with their child. People that don't know God, they've been taught wrong. They've been taught that God heals sometimes. They use whatever faith they have to help their child. And sometimes people don't use faith. They'll take them to the doctor. They'll go and read over-the-counter medicines. People that don't like to read will read over-the-counter medicine, ask for help. Even proud people will go and ask for help because they love their child. Now, the love of God is no different. When you seek the Lord, you involve him. He already knows what to do. And if you can just do what he say, you're going to master something. Think about men. Men have the responsibility of taking care of their families. And they may get laid off. And they got bills coming. They don't want to get kicked out. They got young children. And they think about, what can I do? I gotta make money. Some will go get, they'll go fishing and get some to get so they can eat and clear their mind. And then they'll go get the lawnmower and cut grass, cut trees, wash cars, whatever they have to do, they figure it out. When things get tight, people throw pride out the window because it don't help their lives. And they do what they have to do to go forward. And the next job they get, they work that job. They don't want to be broke again. When you don't know what to do, the love for your people will guide you. When you want to serve God, a lot of people want to do something. They want to help others get saved. They know that Jesus lives. They feel his peace. They experience the joy. They sense his presence. They know they have hope. They have blessed assurance. They know that they know that they know that they will live forever in a good condition. And they want the same thing for everybody else. They are aware of the fight. They are aware of the spiritual war that they're in, that they're born in. A lot of things start making sense because things went against them and they didn't know what to think. Now they know it's the enemy. And then they start taking the word of God more serious. So when you seek the Lord and he give you wisdom, the more you learn to embrace his wisdom, the better you will live. You will master something. Now, the people that you don't believe in, that have been wild to you, and a source of aggravation, they were made in God's image. Remember, some people are driven to the world. The enemy did things to hurt them, exploited their weaknesses, and tormented them with their fears. You know, we said in the last broadcast, or one of the previous broadcasts recently, the enemy gets a stronghold in our life through weaknesses, hurts, and fears. That's where he gets a foothold. That's how he aggravates us. Now, he drives people to darkness because he's against mankind. He don't know who may love God and go forward and be another Paul or another Peter or another John or another Mary Magdalene. He don't know who. He's seen winos come back to life with a rage against the world system. He's seen people on drugs come back with fury. And the Lord rescued their life and they appreciate it. They love God much. He seen prostitutes that were exploited come to life and they become godly. And he's afraid of people. He don't know who to trust. Even people that are sinful, he don't know whether he can trust them or not. He exploit people's lives and waste their lives and aggravate their lives. And when they get turned on to God, it's game over for him. And they'll expose him. They'll do what's right on purpose. They'll serve God with great love and also in fury against the world. They don't just reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, per se. They don't just reject it. They hate it. They are determined against the world. Some people have a fiery determination against all worldly things from the inside because they found out how it betrayed them, and it's betraying their people, their loved ones, and every race and every society. And they're not going to let Satan get away with his murder. They're going to live their life with strong love to God. They yield to the Holy Spirit, and they have a fury against the world system. A deep hatred to the things that kill, steal, and destroy us. Now, when you yield to the Lord, you turn him on in your life. He's magnified to you in your eyes. He's bigger than the problems of this world. And when you speak his word, you speak it with knowledge and power. You know the God of the Bible, and he's in you, giving you wisdom and knowledge, understanding. And you serve the God, you serve the Lord your God with great love. With great love and kindness. And you have a rage against the world. You love the people, but you have a rage against the exploitation of Satan's world system. There's a religious exploitation. You know, they tried to get Jeremiah to not preach God's word, but preach smooth things. And then they even said, prophesy deceits. Preach unto us smooth things. They had no faith in the God of life. They wanted Satan's version of good things. Prophesied deceits. And people fall into those traps. But they're driven to it, and some of them are deceived by it, and some people get in rebellion. Now they are the wicked. The wicked will do wicked, and they won't understand. It takes courage to live the life I'm talking about in Christ, with great love towards God and man, and fury against what kills. I like fury. I like being furious against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The things that would have killed me, I hate. One man said, you gotta hate what you shoot at. And I hate what I shoot at. I hate the things of Satan, things that exploit people. I don't like anything that would bring somebody down, bring somebody sorrow. See, adultery hurts everybody. It's like slapping everybody, the person that commits adultery. That's like slapping her in the face, if you're a man, her husband, her children, her parents, her kin people, and her friends, and your wife, and your children, and your parents, and your in-laws, and all your friends too, and God, for Satan's pleasure. It's the same thing with homosexuality, it's the same thing with fornication. And people, they get deceived by these evil demons. And they're driven. Some people are trapped in these things. They want out. They want to stop committing adultery. They want to stop being a homosexual. But sin hardens the heart. The only way out of it is you got to get saved. And you're going to have to attack it with faith. And once you get saved, you have to use your faith to drive it out of your life. That's the only way you'll be able to get rid of it. Believe on Jesus Christ and he'll give you power over all that stuff. Every Christian has power over all the power of the enemy, from Satan to scorpions. Nothing in his kingdom can kill you. No, not even poison. But you got to believe it. See, faith puts you back in the position of authority. It gives you your life back. It gives you your power back. You can say no to the things that's destroying you. People that get on drugs, that stuff, it drives their life. And it gets to the point, is they started out playing with it, and then it gets in their will. And it drives them against their will. They don't have the strength, the courage, or the will to fight it. Same thing with adultery, same thing with fornication, same thing with homosexuality. Thievery, lying, drugs, alcohol, profanity, all of it is an attack. They are weapons. They are worldly weapons. Cold religion is a weapon in Satan's hand. Cold religion is Antichrist. It will tell you a lie against Christ in every way. Seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, they are weapons. And good people buy into it by deceit. They're deceived. But when the Word of God gives you illumination, you got to stick with the Word of God to kill it. You can't kill deception by wishing it'll just go away. You have to stand flat-footed, preach the Word, and drive it out of your life with your faith. The just shall live by his faith. We believe God's Word and we preach God's Word in faith. And it does what it does. It gives us a chance to put a demand on our life, to govern our life, to drive our life the way we want it driven, and not according to Satan's sloppy will, but according to God's perfect will. We learn to yield to the Holy Spirit, and he'll make us aware of things that we need to be aware of in the Word. But fill your heart with the Word of God, and you won't have any problem yielding to the Lord. Some of the things that God give you to do, it may start out, you may feel like fainting. He may give you a word to give somebody. You may go to them sweating bullets. But do it anyway. And watch. It's not as bad as it was portrayed to be by Satan. Satan's going to try to get people to make you doubt what God gave you. He always does. He's gonna come to you saying it won't work. They're gonna think you're crazy. One day I got baptized at church. I went to a holiness church. They baptized me in the name of Jesus. Some people make a big deal out of the name of Jesus or the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I was baptized in the name of Jesus. But this is what happened. When I was baptized, I left my reputation in that water. I identify myself as Christ. Thurston died in that water and woke up living the life of Christ. Now, I don't care about a reputation. If I was concerned about a reputation, I wouldn't be doing the things God gave me to do. Because I know if people look at all these files, they'll say, why did he write and do it? I did it at the instruction of the Holy Spirit. It is perfect wisdom. I believe in what I'm doing. I thank God for the grace. It's working. The Lord has released great revelation through these files, and I thank God for every one of them. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it delivers God's people out of the hands of darkness and into the Lord's hands, and they can enjoy his marvelous light. If you don't believe in what you're doing, you forgot the face of your Father. He that don't believe in what he's doing, the instruction of the Holy Spirit, he's forgotten the face of his Father. Now, Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. That's your spirit, your soul, and your body. You'll be full of light. You'll be recognizable. You will expose darkness for what it is. You know, it's fun to have that Tabasco sauce fury against the world system. Not against people, of course. But I speak to people in the heart. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter what mindset they have. It doesn't matter how they feel about me, whether they like me or not. I speak to the heart. That's where God can work. If faith can begin in their heart, a healing process begins with it. And the Holy Spirit can help them believe. So, to help the people I love, contrary people, I've seen God save contrary people that cursed me out once. Never doubt what God can do as you live by your faith, as you speak his word. He has what to say, and it works good. Satan's afraid of it. So when you yield to the Holy Spirit, God will move in your life. The first time Moses went to Pharaoh, he was nervous. Didn't want to go. I can't try to find excuses. And God ended that. He sent his brother to speak. He speak to his brother. His brother spoke to Pharaoh. The second time he went, he had more courage. The third time he said God, he knew God was with him. By the time it was all over, he was used to it. You're going to get used to following God. It's going to be a joy to you. Don't look at the people, look at God. Be full of courage. Study till you feel victorious and go and do what God said do. Study till you feel victorious. Till you're full of fire. Fire of God's word. Fire of the Holy Spirit. And go fire them up. Do it God's way. God loves you. And he's with you. And be furious at the world. And full of the joy of the Lord. Eat all you want off the tree of life. Go read the word, study it, receive it, take it in, and go do God's mission. Do it on purpose. Do it like you mean it. Do it like you want to. Because God loves you. And don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. And don't back down. Now I'm out of time. God is with you. And you're going to be what Satan fears the most. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. People are going to live because of you. People are going to live and be victorious because of you and your works. And I thank the Lord for it. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.